KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm Chris Fiorentino, your host, and I have the honor each week of bringing you stories about the people who make it possible for Fresno State to provide over 1 million hours of service to the community each and every year. And today I have four guests that are going to make me and maybe some of you feel a little bad about yourselves. That's not our intent, but when you hear about these overachieving, incredibly intelligent, super service individuals, it's hard not to feel like we just don't quite measure up. But don't be discouraged. These are just stories from students that are examples to all of us how we can use our time, our talent, and our treasure to serve the community around us. Now, specifically, our four guests with me today in the studio are all Fresno State students, and they're all members of the SMITCamp Family Honors Program at Fresno State. And not only are SMITCamp students, or Smitties as they're affectionately known, they're incredible scholars, they also are responsible for developing and coordinating some really impressive service programs here at Fresno State and in our community. So let's get started. First, we have Associate Student Body President, Ms. Demi Wack. Welcome to the show, Demi.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. We're happy you're here. How about a quick little self-introduction?
My name is Demi Wack, and I'm the ASI Student Body President. I'm a junior at Fresno State, a psychology major, and a criminology minor, and I'm from Arroyo Grande, California.
Well, we're happy you're here.
Thank you.
And next up, the president of the Council of President Scholars Group, Ms. Rebecca Mann. Rebecca, thanks for joining us, and how about a little quick self-intro?
Glad to be here. I'm Rebecca. I'm from Fresno. I went to University High School. I'm also a junior in the SMITCamp Family Honors College, and I'm studying kinesiology, exercise science to be a physical therapist.
So you spent 4 years here on campus at University High, and now you're here doing your undergraduate.
Yes, that's right.
Kind of an expert on campus, huh?
Yeah, and I'd like to go to grad school here too.
Oh,
so
boy.
Bulldogs
right.
of the heart.
Good for you. Joining Demi and Rebecca is Miss Kiana Washington. Kiana, so glad you're here.
Hi.
How about a little self-introduction?
Okay, my name is Kiana Washington. I'm a sophomore here at Fresno State. I'm actually from Fresno. I went to Clovis North High School. Go Broncos.
I've got my Broncos cup right now. And you're studying?
I'm studying deaf education here at Fresno State.
All right. And finally, the lucky guy who gets to join these incredibly young women is Mr. Grayson Canterbury. Grayson, welcome to the show. And like the ladies did, how about telling listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me. I'm a third-year student at Fresno State. I'm majoring in Spanish, minoring in music. I'm from Visalia, California, and I graduated from El Monte High School.
All right. Well, thanks all for being here. So first things first, Rebecca, I'm going to ask you to give us a little background on what is the SMITCamp Family Honors Program?
The SMITCamp Family Honors College was founded in 1998 by the late Earl and Muriel SMITCamp, and they were a family who was from Fresno, was in the agriculture business, and they really believed in hard work and education. And those two things were the key to success in your career and in life. And so they made the generous donation of $1 million, which started the SMITCamp Family Honors Scholarship.
And it is a academic scholarship, right? Very competitive.
Yeah.
40 to 50 students a year, is that right?
Yeah, it's varied since it's been started. But in the past few years, it's been 50 students every year.
Yeah.
And it's not based solely on academics. The application process looks at the whole entire application and community service and experiences and essays and things like that, too.
But generally speaking, we're talking about students who get into this program who could go to UC's private colleges, and they choose to come here in part because of this
great
scholarship.
Yes.
So we talked about the Council of President Scholars, or COPS. What is that program, and how does it help engage Smitties in service?
Well, the Council of President Scholars, it's basically like the student body leadership for the SMITCamp Family Honors College students. There's six of us. I'm the president. Our job, we just want to see all the students in SMITCamp success and flourish in their personal lives and academically and with community service. So every month we host a community service event for people to go to where they can get hours that go towards fulfilling the community service requirement for their scholarship. And then we also host one social a month. So we have some really fun traditional ones that we do every year.
So the service projects, one a month that COPS hosts, you say?
Yes.
Can you give me an example of what some of those are?
Sure. One of my favorite ones is every year we have the Valley Children's Carnival. So we kind of make posters and get fun prizes and come up with carnival games, you know, fishing or face painting, ring toss. And then we'll take everything, pack it up, go to Valley Children's and invite all the kids out. And it's really fun.
If I'm not mistaken, a shout out to somebody who's been on the show before, Cassidy Smith. When she was the president of COPS, I think she and her fellow Smitty started that program.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. If I got that wrong, Cassidy, you can correct us at the Facebook site. How's that? So what are some of the other projects that you're involved in?
Well, last month we just had our Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes, and we made, I think, around 15 to donate. We've also done the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life.
Yeah.
Another really fun one we do every year is Zubu for the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, and we'll send up a whole bunch of volunteers to volunteer to run that event.
Now, as a Smitty Camp student, there is this requirement of some service hours. Did you know that coming in as a Smitty that you were going to have to do some service?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's pretty common knowledge. You get 4 years of undergraduate tuition and then you have requirements to keep the scholarship. And so there's a minimum GPA requirement. There's a community service requirement, and they're all pretty much quantitative requirements.
So yeah. And then there's some honors classes that I think are required. Is that correct?
Yeah. So instead of taking normal GE classes, you'll take the honors GE classes. And those are really good because we have to take GE classes anyways. And they're with some of Fresno State's best professors and their departments. Yeah. And so my experience with those has been really positive.
And I'm wondering, maybe just real quickly, Grayson, were there programs that you remember getting involved in your first year that were part of the COPS cadre of offerings?
When I was a freshman, I also participated in the Operation Christmas Child, Project Linus with blanket making, and then every year COPS organizes Kids Day with Valley Children's, where we all go out early, early, early in the morning and yes. sell newspapers to support Valley Children's Hospital. Those are probably the most fun ones that I've gotten to be part of.
Kiana, how about you?
My favorite actually was my freshman year was the greenhouse cleanup, just because I didn't really know I liked nature. I'm not very much a bug person. And so it was definitely an experience to go out to the greenhouse and clean for 2 hours. And it actually was so satisfying to pull weeds, look at plants, and just see what you'd done afterwards. And also, I was a freshman at the time, so I didn't know a lot of people. I got to meet a bunch of juniors and seniors. We all got to hang out, eat donuts, and like just relax and clean a greenhouse. It was honestly so peaceful.
And I think that's part of the experience, right? Clearly through your Smitty Camp service, you get to meet a lot of your fellow Smitties who aren't part of your freshman cohort, right?
Yes. So I always like to joke with my friends who aren't in Smitty Camp that like I came in with 50 friends to college. I didn't have that whole awkward going to freshman orientation, not knowing anybody. Like automatically I had 50 friends and people I automatically could see on campus and I could look at and wave at and they would like acknowledge me. And so it felt like college wasn't as scary thing because I knew these people and these people were my friends and they were all in my classes.
Do they still have the weekly class meeting, the seminar?
Colloquium. Yes.
The colloquium, yes.
Yeah, 5 semesters of colloquium, which is great because colloquium is a real experience because you get so many different speakers from different platforms, different areas, different studies. And sometimes I feel like we all get into college and we get into our majors and we just think about our majors. Like we're in that focused on our majors and we don't get to branch out. And so colloquium really gives all the honor students chances to like look at different majors, understand different majors, and feel better about those majors.
So Demi, lastly, in your early years, what kinds of service were you involved in at Smitty Camp?
My freshman year, I also was on the Council of Presidential Scholars, and I was really lucky because I got to be the freshman representative of the time. So what we did was kind of put on a lot of the events that Rebecca and Grayson talked about, which is like Project Linus, the Kids Day, Zubu, Operation Christmas Child, and those were all once a month. But my favorite event that I actually got to attend this year, I went to Del Mar Elementary School, and we were setting up a book fair, and these kids came into the library because they were supposed to have their library hours, and it got canceled. So instead of setting up the book fair, I got to read to kids for like an hour, and that was pretty special. And those are kind of things that I really appreciate, especially because I'm not from the Central Valley.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of get out into the community more, that's definitely an opportunity I've gotten through service through Smitty Camp. So I'm really, really grateful for that.
So as a freshman, you already took on kind of a leadership role by being the freshman representative for COPS, but clearly you got a little bit of leadership experience this year. You're the current Associate Students Incorporated president. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that's a form of service both to our campus and our community?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our main job as associated students is to be the official voice for students and serve students in the best ways that we can. So a lot of the time that comes in the form of, you know, sitting in meetings and practicing shared governance and making this sure the student voice is heard. But it also comes in forms of, you know, creating different opportunities for students, advocating for them on a state, local, and federal level. But one of the opportunities that we do create for students is community service events. So we've done a lot of community service right around the Fresno State community, so like El Dorado Park area and Sierra Madre community, because we have a lot of students who live in those houses. A lot of students park their car near those houses. So we want to make sure that we stay involved in those communities and not only have our students kind of feel a sense of pride in that area, but hopefully the children in that area will someday be future Bulldogs. So that's been really special. And, you know, that's led to lighting projects and close relationships with our council member, Paul Capriolio. And 2 years ago, ASI established a police writing station to kind of just get more police presence in the area. So there's been some great work that ASI has been able to do with the community, and it's been really great.
It's really helped, I think, in a large way to develop the neighborhoods right around campus. It isn't just about student safety. It's also about really improving the neighborhood and providing programs for the kids and the folks who live in those areas, and it's really a fantastic program. You know, clearly a big benefit that you must have received from this experience as ASI president is this leadership piece. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming into Fresno State, I didn't know anyone, so I kind of just get involved in as many things as possible. And I already had, you know, 50 friends right off the bat because of Smit Camp, and kind of receiving like that validation of, you know, you are a good student, you can do like really good things with the skills that you have, kind of just motivated me to eventually get involved in more things. And I actually met last year's student body president through Smit Camp. Otherwise, I probably would have, you know, never known about it or felt encouraged to run.
Yeah, there's been a few Smitties that have been ASI presidents.
The last three, I think.
Yeah. Some of us joke around on campus that Smit Camp takes over our campus more and more every year, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Rebecca, how about you? The leadership experience has to be pretty significant being in COPS, but are there other benefits that you've derived as well?
Yeah, I would honestly say that one of the best things about being in a leadership position for the Council of President Scholars is like getting to network with people and like having to set up these community service events. It kind of forces us out of our comfort zone sometimes, you know, contacting the Fresno Rescue Mission and seeing if we can decorate for Christmas, you know? And so things like that, and working really closely with the administration for Smit Camp, Dr. Attar, the director, his administrative assistants, Lisa and Stephanie, just a lot of collaboration skills with my other COPS members and a lot of communication. I've just learned a lot.
Fantastic. Yeah, all around. And that's what great. I think we would hope when students get involved in service, that not only are they contributing to the community, but they're getting some things out of it as well.
Yeah.
So, Kiana, I want to turn it to you. You're currently involved in a pretty extensive service project yourself with an organization we featured on this show before, as a matter of fact, Art of Life Cancer Foundation. Can you tell us a little about Art of Life?
Yes. Art of Life's mission is to give hope through the art that they do. So they have different projects. They also have a healing garden located in Woodward Park. I was able to be their intern this semester and next semester. So I get to do different projects. So recently, I was able to create an event at Color Me Mine, where kids got to come and paint tiles that are now going to be permanently placed in the garden. About 60 kids came, and I think it was just a really wholesome experience, if I could use that word to not be cliche, because the kids all got to be around people that had the same experiences as them or had been in contact with cancer, and they didn't have to feel very alone about it. And so for me, it was a very eye-opening experience and made me realize that Art of Life really does impact those around them through art. Art is just such a therapeutic thing.
And are these kids who have cancer themselves or kids of individuals who have cancer or both?
It can be anyone who's been affected by cancer.
Okay.
So whether their parents had cancer and survived, whether they sadly lost a parent to cancer, whether they themselves had cancer, it's just anyone who really has been impacted by cancer is the mission, which is why the Healing Garden Woodward Park is open to the public. It's open to anyone. In fact, you don't have to have had cancer or even dealt with cancer to go to the Healing Garden. It's really just a place to sit back and reflect.
And I think a lot of times now the Healing Garden becomes sort of the showcase for Art of Life, but that's not really the core. It is dealing with the art of life through art and other activities. But the Healing Garden is really unique. And I know Smit Camp had a pretty significant role, as did others at Fresno State, in helping to make that project possible. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Smit Campers back about 4 years ago actually helped to design the garden with other cancer survivors. And now if you actually go out into the garden, there is a plaque that reads that Smit Camp is one of the co-founders of the garden. So I think that's really special. every time I see that, I think, wow, like this is a legacy I have to keep on that I definitely want to pass down to future Smitties, especially since they created a legacy through Smit Camp.
Yeah. If you haven't been out there before, to anyone who's listening, I really encourage you to go out. It's at Woodward Park. It's just off of the Fryant and Fort Washington entrance to Woodward Park. So great little location. And there is some of the art that the cancer patients have created that's out there, and playscapes for the kids and really wonderful vistas and seating areas and all kinds of good stuff. So I know that Fresno State students are still involved because we just finished a cleanup on a development project out there in October. So there's these ongoing work days that Smit Camp students are involved in, right?
Yes. So Art of Life is a very giving organization, although I may be a little biased because I work for them. They actually do allow for people to come and clean up if they would like. They also help to host a custom event there. They just are very involved in the community and very giving back to the community. So I know I've talked with different people in Smit Camp about making it a monthly project to go out there and clean the garden, because the garden is beautiful and it does deserve to get cleaned up every so often.
Yeah. Did a lot of upkeep there. And you mentioned the next program that Smit Camp students helped get started and still run to this day, largely. And Grayson, that's where your expertise comes in. I know that you are very much involved in Camp Kesem at Fresno State, along with Kiana and a number of other Smitties and other students. Can you tell us a little about Camp Kesem?
Yeah, Camp Kesem is a national organization whose goal is to support children through and beyond a parent's cancer. Now, when I say national, I really mean national because there are over 100 chapters nationwide. Fresno State itself, our chapter is in its fifth year, which is very exciting because we're no longer babies, but we also have a lot to learn to continue learning from older chapters. It was founded by some girls 5 years ago. I actually met one of them a couple weeks ago in Ohio at our National Leadership Summit. Her name is Jillian Miadis, and her Kesem name is Miri.
You all have Kesem names, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Drives me nuts. It's not Grayson, it's Googie, is it?
Exactly, yeah, no. So I'm a co-director of Camp Kesem, and my co's name is Breeze. She's the other co-director, and I did not know her real name, Jennifer Cedillo, until August, which is like 4 months after we found out that we were going to be working together.
Yeah, my kids are involved in Kesem, and Alexis, who you know, will come home, and, oh, yeah, so-and-so is using all the camp names. I'm like, who? What? Use real names. Kiana, what's your camp name?
My camp name is actually Nessie, because my real name is Kiana Key Lock Loch Ness Monster. It somehow got to Nessie. And I was just going to comment on how it's kind of funny because we all went to this camp. We all bonded. We all had this great week. And then we all get home and realize we don't know any of each other's names.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to find each other on social media. And we're thinking, oh, like, let's just go look up Pascal, who's my co. And then I have to go look up Chris. And I'm like, who's Chris?
Yeah.
Like, that's not my co. My co's Pascal, you know? So I just think it's really funny. But it's also kind of a bond that we have, that we all, like, know each other's camp names. And that when we see each other on campus, you'll see someone. You'll be like, oh, hey, Poppy. And then someone else will be like, Poppy? Who's Poppy? It's just kind of like, oh, it's a Kesem name.
Another special connection. So, Grayson, you mentioned some of the Smit Camp students who helped get this started. I know Amanda DeLima was one, Whitney Ferd Nansen. You mentioned
Jillian. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, that now is a five-year program. And talk about Kesem. What do you do for the kids who have a parent who has dealt with cancer?
We, as a student group on campus, we fundraise all year to be able to provide a free week of summer camp. This last year, we provided that camp for 57 kids from the Central Valley, and this year we hope to provide it for 70. And I mean, if we have more and we have the fundraising, we want to provide it for as many kids as possible in the long run. Throughout the year, we also have something called Kesem by Your Side, and that is basically a program through which we provide support for children who may have lost a parent during the year, whether that's through visiting the campers with national approval or sending care packages to the campers themselves to show them that we support them, that we love them, and that they have a family at Kesem here at Fresno State.
And then, as Kiana mentioned, events out at Art of Life or at Color Me Mine or other places where you continue to get together with these kids, right?
Exactly. Every semester we hold a Friends Plus Family Day, and this past October we held one with Art of Life at the Art of Life Healing Garden. It was really fun. We sang camp songs, played games. We tried to do arts and crafts. It was supposed to be a spider web, but it ended up being ninja stars, which we had to deal with. But yeah, it's a really good time to reconnect with the kids and also get new campers involved. This past October, we had a new family come in with four children and a mom who had just been diagnosed. So we were very happy that they were able to reach out to us and felt comfortable enough to become a part of our family this past October, although they hadn't heard of us before, didn't come to camp. And now that they're a part of our family, we'll continue reaching out to them.
very special program, and you mentioned having to raise all the money, recruit all the students. Certainly to any of our listeners, if you know of a family who has children age what?
6 to 18 years old.
6 to 18 years old who would like to be part of a program like Camp Kesem, they can just Google Camp Kesem Fresno State, right? And it'll come to your Facebook site. Yeah, exactly.
So you could look us up directly on Google. It'll take you to the Camp Kesem website. You can email us at fresnostate@campkesem.org. And if you're a Fresno State student, just ask around. We're around, and we'd love to get more people involved and people to hear about our message.
Yeah. I think that Kesem is one of those examples. This is SMITCAMP students who started this program, very similar to how SMITCAMP students were very involved in the original basis of the Healing Garden, the Valley Children's event that you do every year, you know, all these different programs that the SMITCAMP students are involved in. You know, to be a Smitty, you got to be smart. I mean, come on. Yeah, I don't bet you all graduated like super high GPAs that weren't even around when I was in high school. You're intelligent. You're involved. You don't have to be involved in service. So why are you?
For me, I'm a firm believer that, and this might sound cliche, but it's true, that kids deserve to be kids. And that in terms of my involvement with Camp Kesem, children that have parents that have been affected by cancer, they grow up really quick. And they might not be able to have that childhood that every other kid might get. So to be able to provide that for them for at least 1 week during summer, and to be able to see them open up about just everything in their lives and create a community with each other, a community of love, of friendship, of camp songs and fun, it's really inspiring. And that's what I get out of the service with Kesem.
Demi, how about you? Busy, to say the least, ASI president, full-time student. Once in a while, get back to Rio Grande to see your family. Where are you involved in service?
You know, it's just been like my whole life. It had always made sense. You know, you give back to other people. And, you know, growing up, my family had tons of foster children. So I have a lot of foster brothers and other people who have lived with my family. So it's just kind of been a thing to give back. That's what you do, is you try to be the best person that you can be and try to make other people's lives better if you can. And through that experience growing up, I have had a real passion for education. Just because, you know, I got to see how it changed my brother's lives, being able to focus on school instead of other things. And college is a really unique experience for so many students. I mean, this is the only time in our lives we're going to have this much freedom, but also this much responsibility. And it's important while we attend this university, this entire university is made for students, that the student's voice is involved in the decision-making process and that we do whatever we can to make the students' lives easier and more fun and kind of bring that college experience to everyone. So that's why I do it, and it's just been really, really great to kind of see, oh, wow, we can make a difference.
Kiana, how about you?
Well, for me, I was involved in high school, and when I came to college, I kind of told myself, I'm going to relax and just kind of focus on school. And then I just joined Kesem, and I just got addicted to it. It just was an experience that whole week really changed my outlook. And then as soon as I get back, I look in my email, and I have an email from you, actually, Chris, saying, hey, come join the Scholars in Service program. There's an Art of Life program that's a cancer foundation that you can work for. And I just thought, well, if this isn't a sign, like I just got back from this camp, and then I see in my email this email telling me I should get involved with this. And so I applied for it, and I got it. And since then, it's been great because Art of Life and Kesem are so interconnected but so separate at the same time. And so being able to do both of my passions and work with people at Art of Life, which is just insane because people may think Art of Life is a big organization, but really it's only like two or three ladies in an office doing construction work, doing this garden, going out, connecting with people, doing personal phone calls, sending cards, flowers, anything. And so just being able to see that has really changed me and made me realize that this service is kind of what it's about. Just the feeling you get when you see the joy on someone's face after you've helped them, I think, is what keeps me going, keeps me motivated to keep helping out.
Awesome. Rebecca, how about you?
Well, I know one thing that a lot of people might think of is SMITCAMP does have a community service hour requirement. So we do have to. But two things. First of all,
clearly you've gone way above the minimum. Yeah.
Most people come into SMITCAMP having done a lot of community service in their high school that really makes them stand out. And so it started way before it was a requirement. And even in SMITCAMP, I have a lot of peers who do community service outside of the events that we get credit for. And they do that because of their own goodwill and because they want to help people. They want to be a positive change in the world, just like Demi was saying. And that's, for me personally, why I do community service, is because if I see a need or someone I care about or a cause that I believe in and there's something that needs to be done and no one else is going to do it, well, if I can do it, then why not be that person and step up?
If somebody wants more information about the SMITCAM Family Honors Program or wants to pitch to COPS an idea for a service project, how would they get a hold of the office or of you?
You can learn more about the SMITCAM Family Honors College at fresnostate.edu/academics/honors, or a simple Google search of SMITCAM Family Honors College will also get you there. You can call the SMITCAM Family Honors College office at 559-278-8160 to talk to Dr. Tarr, the director, administrative assistants, or our awesome student assistants who are all current students in SMITCAM.
Yeah.
Contact me, you can email me at rebeccamann@mail.fresnostate.edu or find me on Facebook.
And what we'll do, we'll post links certainly to KESM, to Art of Life, to the SMITCAM Family Honors College Program, to ASI on our Facebook site. That's at FS Service in Action. And you'll have all that information available to anybody who's listening. They can just go check out our Facebook site. So, you know, it makes me feel old whenever I say it, especially when I'm looking at these young faces here in the room with me. But I've been on campus for 26 years, and I was here before SMITCAM came, and I've seen what's happened to the campus since SMITCAM has been here. And I think it's transformed classes. It's transformed the academic community in a lot of ways. It's transformed our community at Fresno State in a number of ways, all for the better. And truly, as you have all shared today, it's helped transform our larger community outside of campus. And so the program as a whole and each of you, you're really helping to make this campus and this whole valley a better place for everybody. And I want to thank you for that. As always, before you know it, our time's up. And before we leave, I just want to thank our guests again one more time. Rebecca Mann, Kiana Washington, Demi Wack, and Grayson Canterbury, all of the SMITCAM Family Honors College at Fresno State. And as always, a special thank you to everyone who's listening. We love bringing the show to you each week, but we don't want you to be passive listeners. We really want to hear from you. Please go to that Fresno State Service in Action Facebook page at FS Service in Action. Drop us a line if you're a Smitty. Let us know about your service experiences. If you've got questions, let us know. You can find all that great information that we've already talked about. There'll be links there on that site. And lastly, please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. We are Fresno State Service in Action. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.